I'll be preaching out of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. So I'm going to give you a moment there to get to that. And the topic of my thoughts this morning is about, and it comes from verse 1 in chapter 5, imitating God, being like God. And the Word of God encourages us to do that. Beginning in verse 1, it says, "Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children. Live a life filled with joy," or love, "following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered Himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, or coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse their sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey Him. Don't participate in the things these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. For the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light.' So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help me now to just relate your truths from this scripture. I humbly pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are encouraged to be like God, to imitate Him. I love the way verse 1 also points out that we're considered his dear children. Like children looking at a parent, imitating how they behave. Well, the Lord wants us to do that with him. There are three thoughts, major thoughts, that I'm going to lift up from this scripture. We are to consider the love of Christ, the light of Christ, and the lordship of Christ. The first point, we are to live life with the love of Christ. In verse 2, it points out three things that concern the love of Christ. The first thing is complete surrender. I talked with someone earlier in the service about surrender. We are encouraged to surrender our will, our heart, our life to the Lord. When we do this, we will experience the love of Christ. Indeed, it says in verse 2, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. Christ himself surrendered his heart, his mind, his life, and he gave it as a sacrifice. He surrendered, but he also sacrificed his life so we could have freedom from sin. And as a result of living life with the love of Christ, God will experience a sweet smelling aroma from our worship unto him. That's what this phrase alludes to, sweet smelling aroma. The priest would sacrifice an animal and the aroma would rise, and it would be doing so as worship unto the Lord. Our lives are to be a surrender, a sacrifice, and a sweet-smelling aroma unto the Lord. When we do this, we experience the love of Christ. I'm glad that the Lord loves us. I'm glad he loves me, and I'm glad he loves you. Secondly, we need to live life with the light of Christ. Verses 3 through 9 speak of this. There are four major points here that we need to think about. Number one, let there be no darkness. No darkness in your life. It says in verse 3, let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. No darkness. God will not tolerate us. If we have darkness in our hearts and lives, then we will indeed hinder, if you will, the work of Christ. We're to have no darkness. Instead, in verse 4, let there be thankfulness. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. I am certain that you thank God every day. I hope you do, because God has blessed all of us in so many great ways. We need to thank Him and just say, Lord, thank you for how you have blessed me, my family, my friends. This is a good thing to do. Let there be thankfulness among us all. In verse 6, let there be no excuses. Have you ever met someone, for everything they did, they had an excuse, especially if it was the wrong thing? They'll give you an excuse. Well, God doesn't want us to give excuses. Listen to verse 6. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse their sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey Him. No excuses. When we pray to the Lord, we need to come to Him with no excuses. And the fourth thing that I want to lift up comes out of verses 8 and 9. Let there be light. Listen to verse 8 and 9 again. It says, for once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. Well, I thank the Lord for that. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. You know, if you have Jesus in your heart and life, He gives you light. Why do we need light? Well, think about it. If you are outside and it's dark and you need to go somewhere, don't you generally carry a flashlight? Sure. If you go hunting deep in the woods and it's dark, you need a flashlight. Every one of us need a flashlight. If you're cleaning up in a dark area, you need a flashlight. Jesus Christ is the light we need to expose all the dark areas so we won't fall into those dark areas. Well, we come to our last point, and I want you to think about this. It's found in verses 10 through 20. And notice in verse 10 it says, carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Well, if we're going to consider the lordship of Christ, number one, we need to allow the Lord to expose all the dark areas. Verses 10 through 14. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. For the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and listen, and Christ will give you light. You see, the Lord wants to give us light that exposes the dark areas. But I want you to be very careful about this. You see, we need light that shines from our lives, but not light that condemns verbally or accusing or, if you will, condemning people. I have known people like that. They get a scripture and then they use it to hit someone between the eyes. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it makes plenty of sense to me. I have known people who say they're Christians. They'll use a scripture and hammer away until they get what they want. And that's not right. It is definitely not right. We are to allow the Lord to expose any dark area by how we live in Christ. Not only are we to allow the Lord to expose those areas, we should experience the Lordship of Christ. Verses 15 through 17. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. You see, the Lord wants us to experience the very things that He wants us to do. Doing things for the Lord. I like that phrase in the scripture. It says, make the most of every opportunity. You know, there's only so many hours in a day. There's only so many days in a week. And my dear friends, we need to make the most of what God has given us to honor Him and do those things that God wants us to do. I'm certain you have thought of this. I do. I think of it every day. By the way, I go on walks every day. I enjoy walking anyway, but I do it at least twice a day, sometimes three times a day. And when I do it, where I live, I look to my left and right, and to my left and right are my neighbors. And I always pray for them. You see, it's important to think about others, to lift them up unto the Lord. Not everybody wants to hear about Jesus. Is that something new you've never considered? But you know what? They still need to hear about Jesus. And they need to see Jesus at work in our lives. Verses 18 through 20 bring us to our last point. And that is to express the Lordship of Christ. Let me read verses 18 through 20. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I think it is important to worship the Lord. We express from the heart in worship our love for Him, our need for Him, and how God is so wonderful and gracious to us. That's why we do a lot of singing. We're singing unto the Lord. That's why we praise the Lord. And that's why we worship the Lord. What do you think we're going to do in heaven? We're going to do just that. I look forward to those moments in heaven, don't you? When I will see Jesus and I will worship Him with all my heart. And if the Lord gives me opportunity, I will tell Him, and I'm sure He will give me opportunity, to thank Him and tell Him how much I love Him. For I know He loves me and all of us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I pray now if there are any decisions that need to be made, especially for a lost person, they're sitting here and they don't know You as Lord and Savior. I pray even now You will convince them with Your Holy Spirit that You love them and You can save them and You can help them where no one else can. And I thank You even now as You work that way. And then, Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. If there are any here today and they've been wondering what else they need to do for You, that You'd reveal that to them. They'd come forward and they would testify unto Your Spirit's work in their lives. And I thank You. And I praise Your holy and loving name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we stand, and if there are any decisions that need to be made, you come on.